Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. And we're in the middle of Simin Samach, which has been teaching us about the halachos of the bracha of Av or Abba, and we're at Sif Gimel. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Seder HaBrachos Einum Akev, the brachos of Kriyashma, that were set up by the rabbis to be said before and after Kriyashma, they're not Ma'akev, i.e., She'im Hikdim Shniol Rishona, if you said Av or Abba before Yotzer HaMioros, Yotzer Yidei Chovas Brachos, you still fulfilled the mitzvah, albeit not optimally, albeit not the way the rabbis set it up, but you in fact did fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey writes, V'hu Adin, the same law would apply that you fulfilled the mitzvah Im Omar Birchas Emes V'yatzev Kodim Kriyashma, even if you said the bracha that comes after Kriyashma, Emes V'yatzev, if you were to say that bracha before Kriyashma, or Oshelu Abrachos Amar Acha Kriyashma, or for whatever the reason you said Yotzer Maroros Avar Abba Abocher B'mo Yisrael B'Yavo after the Kriyashma, or Filu Achar Tvila, or for that matter as well if you said them after the Shemone Esrei, so then you would be in fact Yotzer Bidi Eved. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Vav Bidi Eved. V'im Berach Bracha Achas Ushniya Lo Berach Klal. And if you only said one of the brachos and not both of the brachos, so the Mishnah Berurah paskins Yotzei Miyo Yidei Chovoso B'Hayisha Berach. You are in fact Yotzei, the bracha that you did say, that you are in fact Yotzei. He brings down Ayin Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha where the Chofetz Chaim there writes, Dulomi boys, this is certainly true. The Das Hashulchan Aruch Shepasak that the brachos Ein Makvus L'Kriyashma. This is certainly true that they're not. You're Yotze with you saying one and not saying both of them, or at least Yotze with the one that you said. That's certainly true according to the Mechaber, who says that the brachos are ma'akvos for Kriyashma, not like Rav Haigon. But even according to Rav Haigon, you would still be Yotze over here. That is not going to be ma'akev one to the other. Brings down more of a discussion over here, Ayin Shom. The Halacha Berurah brings down, certainly, everybody would agree with this, L'chatchila, Ein L'shano say that brachos, you certainly shouldn't mess up the order of the brachos. Tzorach lomar brachos, Kriyashma, Kisei, the Shetiknu Chachamim, and once you say them, the way the rabbi set it up. But then the Halacha Berurah brings down something in contradistinction to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, L'das kama me rabbosein or rishonim, according to some of the rishonim, the seder of the brachos is not ma'akev, however, saying all of the brachos is ma'akev. Lochein, therefore, in berach bracha achas below shi'evaruch acherus, if you only were to say one of the brachos, lo yotze yidei chovas brachos kriyashma klal, you weren't yotze the bracha at all, and he says that bracha is actually a bracha of atola. And he says, v'alfa pishi yish chokim is that, certainly those that disagree with that, for example, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, mikol mokum klal godlim yideinu shesofik brachos lohokel. And therefore, in Eino Yochol Levarach Kol Brachos Kriyashma, he paskins that if you can't say all the brachos of Kriyashma, you only have time to say one or two. For example, you're very close to the end of the Zman for Tefillah, and if you say both brachos of Kriyashma before the Kriyashma and the bracha after the Kriyashma, you're going to miss Zman Tefillah. So you say, I'll only say one of them, like we brought down in yesterday's shir. So the Halacha Berurah would say, better not to say any of them in that situation, so you don't say a bracha of Atola. And this was the opinion that we brought down yesterday in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, who said that you shouldn't skip the brachos to reach Kriyash, to say Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibor, albeit we did say that Rishon Mazalman said you could skip one of the brachos in order to make Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibor. Siv Dalet. The Mechaba here discusses a very, very important idea. Do mitzvos tzrichos kavana or do mitzvos not tzrichos kavana? So the Mechaba starts off and he says, Yesh Omrim, he brings this down in the name of Tosos and the Rabbeinu Yonah, She'ein mitzvos tzrichos kavana, that the performance of mitzvos isn't essential that you have kavana during the mitzvah. We'll see in a moment what exactly we mean by kavana. V'yesh omrim, but then he brings down the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Rosh. V'yesh omrim she'tzrichos kavana, that they do in fact require kavana. Lotzeis basias osu mitzvah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly, and the Mechaber Paskins, like this latter opinion, the Kain Halacha, like the Rosh over here, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, that mitzvahs do in fact require kavana. Now, what exactly do we mean by this? The rest of the Shia today will be discussing this. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin writes, Yesh Omrim, Da, you should know, Dilafiham is Barim and Aposkin. That bottom line that will come out from the discussion over here amongst the postim is that there are two types of kavanah, shnei kavanah sheyesh lemitzvah. We're talking here about two separate types of kavanahs, one for which there is no controversy and the other one for which there is this machlokis. Number one, achas kavanah saleib lemitzvah atzma. Number one is that you should have kavanah, did I or did I not intend to do this action for this mitzvah? Vishenis, the second one is kavana lotzeis ba. The second one is the kavana to go and be yotzei with this mitzvah. The hainu, what does that mean? Sheyachavin l'kayim b'zeh kasher tziva Hashem. that I'm doing this the way Hashem wants me to do this mitzvah. K'mo shekasav habach b'simin ches. What do we mean? What's the distinction between these two? So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, the kavanas hamitzvah shenizkar b'zeh hasif, that which we're having the machlokis over here, ain toluy klal b'kavanas halev l'mitzvah atzma. We're not talking here about the proper kavanah that you have inside to do the mitzvah, kitikuna, with all the hidurim. Sheyachavim b'libo l'mashu motzi mifiv, that you should have in mind what you're saying and what you're doing, they should be the same. And you shouldn't be thinking about something else. That you're thinking about something else. Everybody agrees. Nobody argues that you should have a proper kavanah. And everybody agrees that even if you didn't have the perfect kavanah, that you're yotze b'di'evet. If a person has not the most loftiest of kavanahs when he's saying kriyashma or the Shemoneh Esrei, but he's saying them, so he clearly is being yotze the mitzvah b'di'evet. With one exception or two, Levadni Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriyashma, the first paragraph, the first psukim of Kriyashma, Baruch Shein Kavod as well, one has to have Kavana. We'll learn later on, you're supposed to technically go back if you don't have Kavana. Likewise, the Bracha of Ovos and the Tefillah and the Shemoneh Esrei, the first Bracha, you have to have Kavana. Technically, you have to go back. Same thing is actually also found, he doesn't mention here, by Poseach Es Yodeach U'Mazvi Elocho Chai Rotzon in the Ashrei. K'mo Shelvar, the commoners, we'll learn later on. However, Rak, here he's talking about the machlokes is shemachalkim beinyon ibchayiv lekavin kodim shemaskel mitzvah lo seis basias osa mitzvah. The argument over here, the machlokes over here between the two days that the Shulchan Aruch brought down is right before you do the mitzvah. Do you have to say hinani muchanu mezumin lekayiv mitzvah so and so? I'm about to perform the mitzvah of shaking lulav and esrog. I'm about to perform the mitzvah of putting on my tefillin. That's over here. In fact, Aloch HaBurah says this is the source for people to say out loud, Hinani Muchanu Mezumin, the various types of preambles to a mitzvah that many have the custom of saying. The Aloch HaBurah points out you technically don't have to say it, you just have to think it. But that's the whole idea. That's the machlokas over here. Does a person have to be mechaving? I hereby am about to perform this mitzvah. That's the machlokas over here. Ula mitzvah min amuchar, and certainly even those poskim, the Yesh Omen that he says ein mitzvah tzriches kavana, Tosus and the Rabbeinu Yona, they all agree kuliyama modim that tzarech kavana. Ideally, you should have kavana if you want to be yotzei the mitzvah properly. Person before he picks up a lulav and esrog should say, "I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah, shaking a lulav and esrog on sukkis." Kedisa ben Adarim, as the Gemara in Adarim says, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadek Omer, I say dvarim l'shem po'alom. You should do the mitzvos for the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should do them. V'nemar v'atihi yirasam osi mitzvahs anoshim milumda. That a person should do the mitzvahs not by rote, the person should do the mitzvahs because he's excited and anxious to perform the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kmo shekosav agroa, alo adisa b'sim l'ches, like the Vilna Gaon says about this as well, Ayin Sham, and in Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down, Kavanoso, his intention is, Amash HaKosav HaShulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch says later on, Shebishas Levishas at Tzitzis, that when a person puts on Tzitzis, he should have in mind, Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch L'Satev B'Tzitzis, right before he puts on the Tzitzis, he says, I'm hereby about to fulfill the mitzvah of wearing Tzitzis. Kedei Shenizkor Lasos is called Mitzvah Sod, and the purpose of wearing Tzitzis is to remember all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. And therefore, the Hagos HaGro over there says, Asei Dvarim L'Shem Po'alom. This pasuk that we just brought down, everybody agrees l'chatchila this is the right way to do the mitzvah. Nobody's suggesting that l'chatchila you don't have to do this. The question is, if you didn't do this, are you yotze or not? So the first day in Shulchan Aruch says you are yotze. The second day says you are not yotze. And the mechaber paskins over here like the second day. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches continues, and he writes shetzrichos kavana. And Dishu footnote number 8 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't have to say this out loud, as I also pointed out from the Halacha Berurah, ain't tzarich lomer b'feh, but a ikor shechavim b'livo, but at least you should have in mind in your heart. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, v'im lo kivein lotzei tzidei chavoso basiyas ha-mitzvah lo yotze min ha-Torah. According to the second day in Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim, shetzricha kavonos lotzei basiyas ha-mitzvah, if you didn't, you're not yotze, and in fact, v'tzorich lachzav l'asosa. You have to go and redo the mitzvah. So if you shook the lulav and esrog, you didn't have in mind that you're being yotze the mitzvah, shaking lulav and esrog, according to this opinion, you have to repeat the mitzvah, shaking lulav and esrog. V'afilu m'savik lo m'kivet, and you're not even sure, let's say, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, you still have to repeat it. Imu mitzvah daraisa, sveik l'chumra. If it's a mitzvah daraisa, so then you should repeat the action again, because sofik daraisa l'chumra. And this is the opinion of the Prima Godin. The Nira Lee, the Mishnah Berurah itself says, however, the lo yivarech, but certainly don't make a bracha, because when you make the bracha, the lo yivarech hazal mitzvah, the belav hoch yesh kamadeos binin a bracha afilu mvadei lo kivim barishona, because there are many that say even if you know for certain that you didn't have kavana, that the bracha is not to be said because you were yotzei. So therefore, we have the concept of sofik brachos lo hakel, albeit sofik the mitzvah, which is the raisa, let's say. So there we go, sofik lechumra. So you have the situation where, let's say, you weren't sure, did you have kavanah to do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog? So therefore, to shake the lulav and esrog again, there's no possible sin that could occur. There's no takala that could come out, no brachal of atala, so shake it again. But to make the bracha again, maybe you yotzei the first time, and now the bracha is not necessary, so therefore don't make the bracha. Sifkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, lotzeis. Therefore, he gives you an example. Lefikach, hatokea l'islamet. If somebody is going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, to teach somebody else how to blow shofar, or on mevarech birchas hamazon and ketanim, l'chanchem b'mitzos, somebody is teaching his children to bench, and he's benching along with them. Now, in both of these situations, he hasn't yet been yotzei the mitzvah of listening to the shofar, and he hasn't yet benched himself, and he's obligated to. He's also obligated in birchas hamazon. V'shochach oz l'iskavim lotzeis bo. And when he's teaching the children to bench, he's going through the benching with them, he did not have in mind that he's being fulfilling the mitzvah of benching for himself. And the same would be true by this blowing of the shofar or any other mitzvah. He picked up the lulav nesrog to bring it to carry to his wife. He picks up the lulav nesrog to carry it someplace. But he was yotzei by picking up the lulav nesrog. He intended to pick it up to carry it. So therefore, according to this opinion, lo yotzei de chavoso, since he didn't have the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, this opinion says you aren't yotzei the mitzvah, even though you did the action. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, ayin l'taz, in simen tof peites, shemukach midvarv, you can see over there, damavarechim kitanim hanal, if somebody were to say the benching with the youngsters over here, lo yotzei afilu l'man d'yom mitzvah enetz yuchas kavana. Here he wants to suggest that even according to the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says yesh omim she'ein mitzvah yuchas kavana, when you were saying it for the children, you had no intention to really say it. You were just leading them. It's as if you intentionally said, I hereby do not wish to be yotzei. And most poskim say, if a person has what's called a negative kavana, I do not wish to be yotzei. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, for example, when a person speaks up a lulav nesrog and he hasn't said the bracha yet, so he doesn't want to be yotzei, so many people turn the esrog upside down. Another eitzah is to have in mind, I do not wish to be yotzei yet with the mitzvah, and you can then hold the lulav nesrog in the proper direction, the proper orientation, and have in mind not to be yotzei. So this benching with the young children, it's as if the person said, I don't wish to be yotzei, the Taz says. Vim kavanoso b'asiyas mitzvah l'shul eze inyon v'gam lotzeis bo yideh mitzvah. But if the person says, I'm teaching the children to be yotzei, but I also want to be yotzei myself, or I'm picking up the lulav nesrog to bring it to my wife, but I'm also intending to be yotzei myself, he's not intending not to be yotzei, so then b'di'eved, you would be yotzei according to the first day, according to the second day, since you didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, you would not be yotzei. If you did have kavanah to do the mitzvah, you would be yotzei according to the second day. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber said, v'chein halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud writes, he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, the name of the Radbaz. They said Davka b'mitzvah d'oraisa, that there's a distinction here whether we paskin like the second opinion that you need to have kavana. So the Magen Avraham in the name of the Radbaz says that's only by a d'oraisa, but by a mitzvah d'rabbanon ain't tzarich kavana. Then we paskin like the first daya that says you don't need mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. At least b'di'eved, you would be yotzei by a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Well, if he's there, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol habrachos shehein gam kein d'rabbanan." All brachos, with the exception of birchas hamazon, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'yachalta v'savata v'irachta. If you ate kidei svi'ah, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa at the bench. And Dirshu footnote number 15 points out as well. This would be true according to most poskim for the birchas haTorah, which we've already learned previously in Siman Men Zayin. Also, according to most poskim, is a bracha d'oraisa. So, for all other brachos other than benching and birchas haTorah, even if you didn't have kavanah when you said the bracha, yotzei b'di'eved. However, because we pass like the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch for the rabbanans. However, mikamu mekomos b'Shulchan Aruch mash b'shu cholik hazeh. However, that was the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Radbaz. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't seem to agree with that. Likewise, v'chein mibir ha'grua. The simon tof peites mashva gam kein shein lechalik b'mitzvah deraisa l'mitzvah rabbanan. So too, the Vilna Gaon says we don't make such a distinction. And in fact, Halacha Berurah concludes as well, v'chein ikar, this opinion of the Gra, this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no distinction between Daraisa and the Rabbanan, is the way that Halacha Berurah paskins as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vida, you should know, the cause of the Magen Avraham lekamam b'simen tov beites, sivkot and ches, that the Magen Avraham writes later in Shulchan Aruch, the Afa Shulchan Aruch, pasak le'alocha de mitzvot tzrichas kavona. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, concludes that mitzvot do require kavona. V'yim kein, and therefore, therefore, by the action, if you didn't do the action with the definite knowledge of kavana, you should repeat the action again. However, but as we pointed out, do not make the bracha again. Classical example again, if you're not sure, did you or did you not have kavana when you shook the lulav in Esro, so then take the lulav in Esro again, but don't make another bracha. We do have to be concerned about this opinion that you were Yotzi already, and therefore, if you were Yotzi without Kavana, how can you make another bracha again? And therefore, we're choshish for that. And he says, look further for a discussion about this in the Bir Halacha. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, Vada Od. The cause of Chayyadim Klal Samuches, the Chayyadim writes, that which we say you should repeat the mitzvah, the action again, that's only true if you're certain that the first undertaking of that action was not l'shei mitzvah. For example, kigon b'tkiyo shoyisul islamid, you clearly were teaching somebody, not intending to be yotzi the mitzvah. Or b'kriyashma shoy derech limudo chedomer, or you're teaching somebody to say kriyashma, and you certainly weren't intending to be yotzi the mitzvah. However, having no specific intention in mind, but you were doing the mitzvah. The person is davening in shul kriyashma, and you ask him afterwards, did you have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah kriyashma? And he says, no, I did not. However, he was davening kriyashma as part of the davening. Or a person eats matzah on Leil Pesach. You ask him afterwards, did you have kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah of v'chilas matzah on Pesach? And he says, no, but he was eating matzah on Pesach as part of the Seder. Otoka, or the same thing by blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Or v'nata lulav, I'm taking the lulav on Sukkos. In all of these situations, the Chayyadim writes, Af, apishalo kipin, Lord says, even though you didn't have a specific intention to be yotze, yotze. In fact, you are yotze. Why? Because why else would you have done all of these actions? Even though you didn't realize it, you in fact did have kavana, and therefore, even though you didn't specifically state I'm doing this but kavana, you are yotze. Ad kan lashona. This is the opinion of the Chai Adam. The Mishnah Berurah says this is what he means. If it's clear and evident from your action, the only reason you said kriyashma in the middle of davening was to be yotzi kriyashma. The only reason you shook the lulav in Esro was to be yotzi the mitzvah lulav in Esro. So even if you didn't state so, even if you didn't think so, you only did it k'day lotzeis afa pishalo kiven beferush yotzi. Even though you didn't intend to do this, you are in fact yotze. This is a tremendous limud zchus for many people who unfortunately don't do it with intention, but really are intending it. However, but without that clear and evident reasoning that you were doing it l'shei mitzvah, you aren't yotze, as we paskin over here, kedisa betosus sukkah, the gemara in Tosus, and everybody agrees, v'cholaz, the inyan b'di'evet. All discussion over here is only b'di'evet. L'chatchilo, v'adai tzorech, l'izor, l'chavim, kodim, kol mitzvah, lotze, sidei chovah mitzvah. Everybody should be careful, and should try to say and announce beforehand, at least in their heart, I hereby am intending to do this mitzvah for my Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in fact, this is the psak of all the achronim, Ayin Chayi Odom, and Derechayim, Hilchus Kriyashma, Ubamay Sirav. All the poskim say, certainly lechatchila, everybody agrees, there's no machlokis over here. Everybody should try to be mechavein to do the mitzvah the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended us to do this. That concludes today's shir.